You're listening to episode number 1850 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 5th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi-ho, good neighbor.
So this morning we are celebrating National Donut Day the 2nd. There are two donut days a year.
Oh.
First Friday of June and the 5th of November. I don't know why, but whatever.
Hey, I think everybody needs two donut days.
I need more than
you know?
Two.
I mean, not that we need a special day to have donuts,
no,
but
yeah.
It just makes it extra
right?
special.
Yeah.
It gives you permission.
It doesn't give me permission. I have no permissions. Speaking of food,
yeah.
You know that November is also called Movember when men won't shave their mustaches, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
For charity.
Right.
And Colonel Sanders has been clean shaven, and every day in his logo, his mustache will grow at KFC.
Oh, gosh.
It looks kind of weird. He's clean shaven, no beard, no goatee, no mustache. And that little, body of his with that bow tie, uh-huh. which makes him look like he's a little man. Right? Big head, little man. Some random facts for us today. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are not identical twins.
What?
They're just very similar looking fraternal twins.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have thought they were identicals. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did not either. The character from The New Yorker with the monocle and the top hat is named
yes.
Eustace Tilly. Eustace Tilly. What a name, Eustace.
Huh. I didn't know that either.
Must be from like, I don't know,
long
the 1800s.
Ago.
Yeah. Pringles. We love us some Pringles.
Yeah.
Not as much as donuts, but we love some Pringles.
I do love Pringles.
Only about 42% potato.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. The rest is wheat, starch, flour, oil, salt, and seasoning.
Holy moly.
And because of that, they're not legally allowed to be called potato chips.
Okay,
technically,
I would get that.
They're potato crisps.
Okay.
Just kind of British when you think about it.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Hey, several decades before Richard Jenkins played John C. Reilly's father in Step Brothers, he worked as a truck driver. And guess what? His boss at that job was John C. Reilly's father. So I wonder.
No way.
You know, Richard Jenkins has been in a few Will Ferrell movies.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wonder if that had some connection. Yeah.
Well, possibly so.
My favorite in Step Brothers, Mary Steenburgen.
Well, of course.
I have such a crush on her.
You do.
I've had a crush on her since the 1980s.
You loved Back to the Future 3.
I love Back to the Future 3. Yeah. Clara. Clara Clayton. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. I can't wait to find out what you've got to tell us today because, you know, it's just another day in paradise. What's going on?
Well, I'll start with the boring one first.
Oh, boring.
Okay.
Boring.
So I'm in the mood to save the best one for last.
Are
like
you? You're in that mood?
I'm flipping.
Okay. All
flipping
right.
it.
You're flipping
okay.
it. Uh-huh. She's flipping what she had as her lead story. You could do that before
Doing
you write
some flipping.
It, too. But.
Justin Bieber's church pastor at Hillsong Church, the Beverly Hills-based
yeah.
Church of the Stars.
That's only on Wednesdays. Yeah.
He's been removed from the church.
What?
Yes.
No. Wow. Why am I not surprised?
Now, according to church leaders, Pastor mm-hmm. Carl Lentz was terminated for, among other things,
yeah.
past moral failures.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it.
According to the church, it would be inappropriate to go into further
well,
detail.
Well, yeah, of course, you know. And this is a mega church to the stars, Hillsong, uh-huh. you know. Like, I don't know, Selena Gomez went with Justin when they weren't, you know, rekindling their relationship
yes.
before he got married to Haley Baldwin, but like the Jonas Brothers go there. All the kids go there. Those hip kids in the music biz and the stars, they all go.
I've had
Hillsong.
A church removed. I mean, I've had a pastor removed before.
For moral failures?
I think it had to do with financial. I'm not
yeah,
too
mostly,
sure, really.
Mostly, yeah, they get upset about money or the lack of money. There's not
or
enough
the
money coming
taking
in.
The money. I don't know.
But moral failures, I kind of like that one, Jim Baker. I kind of like that one, Jimmy Swaggart. I like that. I like that. Moral failures.
Moral okay. failure.
All right. Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. All right. So that's done.
So Pastor, what's his name?
Carl Lentz.
Lens. So Pastor Carl is
Pastor
out.
Carl. Outs.
Has Justin said anything? Has he made a statement on Twitter or anything?
I don't know. I just... That's all I'm reporting. Okay. I don't have time,
right,
for, the
don't have time for the
rest of it.
You don't have time for the rest of it. I don't. You don't have time to vet these stories.
No, because I want to talk about Aunt Becky.
Oh, it's an Aunt Becky story. Yeah. Oh, that's the lead-in today.
Let me get my tears going.
Oh, God.
She's Aunt Becky's been a wreck in lockup in California federal prison.
A wreck, you say? Oh, imagine. It's not going well for her there yet.
It hasn't even been a week.
No, it was like last Friday, I think. Yeah.
Lori Loughlin surrendered last Friday, and she's serving a 2-month sentence for her role in the nationwide college cheating scandal. Now, according to a source, Lori's apparently freaked out about being in jail now that she's there.
Who's this source?
Well, an insider tells us tells us weekly. And so, therefore, it's gospel.
Oh, right? See, I pegged it. Us Weekly. Yes, of course.
All right. So, the source said that Lori went into prison strong. She had her faith in the support of her family.
Yeah, she did.
But the first few days and road ahead are daunting.
Hey, I remember us talking about this a little bit earlier in the year. Didn't she, like, hire a consultant?
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to get in shape for anything. I guess you get in shape for going to jail. Right?
Yeah, there's a second source.
Okay.
And she's the second source added that Aunt Becky's been a wreck behind bars.
See, where do we get these two sources? Yeah.
So Lori tried her best to be brave and look at the end result, but there was nothing that could dissipate her fears.
Oh, my goodness. But have you ever wondered what it's really like inside, and especially like a women's minimum security
facility? I did a really extremely brief. I wasn't in jail.
I was going to say, the truth is spoken. Morgan did
I worked. Was it juvenile? I think it's juvenile facility. A very brief.
What did you do there? Did you like slop the...
Passing medication.
Oh, you were the nurse. Okay.
Yeah. And so every so often you have to go over by yourself.
Go over to where the inmates are.
Yeah. It's eye-opening.
If I was Lori Loughlin, I would be a little more worried about, you know, the other inmates than I would be about getting physically harmed.
Do you think she watched The Orange Is the New Black?
Oh, I bet she did. Are you kidding?
Is that why she's freaked?
Maybe. I would be freaked if I was going to that prison. Are you kidding?
Well, evidently, the source claims that Lori thinks that something will go horribly wrong in prison or that her stay could be prolonged.
How could her stay be prolonged?
I don't know. Maybe she's going to shank someone.
They're going to put her in the hole. You know who would probably be okay in a women's minimum security prison?
I know. Halle Berry.
She would rule the roost.
Oh, she'd be queen.
You know, she'd be doing the shanking. That's all I'm saying.
She wouldn't have to do the shanking.
No, she'd be buying the shanking. Hey, got a carton of cigarettes for you. Shank these guys.
She would be the ruler of that prison.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow, we'll have to do a little digging to find out more about Aunt Becky's wreck. See you tomorrow. Have a good day, Aunt.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.